Message number 522. I am like a storm which is brewing. My voice is like thunder in the distance. Monday, August 20th, 2012 at 03:30 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, you must never forget through the agony which you endure in my name that the power of God cannot be surpassed. I am like a storm which is brewing. My voice is like thunder in the distance. As my holy word will now cover the earth like a blanket, a rumbling sound will be heard in the distance. As my word spreads from man to man, the storm will begin to get stronger and the rumbling of thunder will increase. Soon the thunder will roar and few will fail to hear the voice of God. As the storm increases in strength, many souls who try to batten down the hatches will be unable to prevent the storm of my voice or the strength of my mercy from touching their souls. The time has begun for the intervention from heaven to pour out over a pagan world full of darkness. My light will lift the hearts of even the most hardened of hearts as the truth will begin to sink in. To all of God's children reading this message, please remember my promise to you now. I am making myself known to you in these messages through my holy word. My spirit will invade your souls during the warning. Then I, your Jesus, will descend from the clouds at the second coming. Then I will raise the new Jerusalem so that peace can at last be achieved in the new era, the new world without end. My power is almighty. Satan may have certain powers, but they are nothing. His power can be frightening, but he cowers in fear before me in terror. You must not give him more power by giving into this temptation. Nor should you allow fear of him to block your love for me. When you fear Satan, you are feeding his power and he can control your senses. Only prayer and much of it can weaken his power and his grip over you. Now that my word is in print, Satan will raise his army to prepare for a terrible battle. All of you, my followers, must surrender your will and trust in me completely as I lead you through this bloody battlefield. Make no mistake, Satan and his demons are furious because of this plan, the final plan of salvation. He will cause havoc with this work. He will create debate, cast aspersions on this work, and will do everything he can to stop my book of truth, my holy messages, from being spread. You may also expect disapproval from elements within my church on earth and a raging argument among Christians as to the authenticity of my holy word. When the storm ahead gathers speed as my word is multiplied in every tongue and in every language, the sound of my voice will be deafening. The power of God must never be underestimated, for I am the King of mankind. I now come on behalf of my eternal Father to gather all of his children in the final battle when I will banish Satan into the lake of fire. It will be a terrible battle and many souls will reject me. No matter how hard I will try and despite my power, it will be by their own free will that they will choose the evil one. Trust in me and allow me now to purify your souls so that you will be worthy of my new paradise on earth. Link arms, my followers, in union to protect my holy word so that those who do not know me can come to me. I love you. I bless all of you. Your beloved Savior.